And now, movie and entertainment news with our man, Alex First.
We're talking kids now. Let's talk about school holidays coming up. A lot of this pain will happen during school holidays, but parents, grandparents, great-grandparents will be taking kids to the movies. So let's see what fare is available. Hello, Alex First.
Hello, John. A pleasure to be with you. Yes, school holidays. Three good kids films. I'm really pleased to be able to say that.
Okay, so you got good kids films here. How do you review kids films from the perspective of what kids are going to like? Because ultimately, I think the good kids film is going to engage the parents as well.
I think that's true, and I've seen all of these with kids in the audience, bar one of them, and they reacted very, very well. So my views, I suppose, reflect the littlies that were there with me. Some of them were 10 years of age, yep. Didn't hear a peep from them, or I had lots of laughter. So I took that to be a really good sign.
All right, let's go through these now, if we can. First of all, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, the Dora the Explorer movie. Let's hear a little bit of this first.
Dora, this isn't the jungle. It's high school. It's life or death.
Who are you?
I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually care.
We're on to something big, Dora.
An ancient city made of gold.
We're going to break some rules.
We're coming with you, Prima.
Oh, look. Dora brought a knife on the field trip, everybody.
Yeah. All right, Alex, what did you make of this one?
Raiders of the Lost Ark for kids. Ah. Who didn't like Raiders of the Lost Ark? It really is that good. And Dora, played by Isabella Mona, is sassy, far more comfortable in the jungle in her own company, admittedly with a wild monkey as a companion, than in the Big Smoke. She's 16 years of age, brave, confident, good-hearted girl. She does not have a teenager's usual social skills because of this life spent in the wild. Suddenly, there she is. She's meeting typical American teens in America, comes out of the jungle. That's the starting point. She does a really good job, Mona, in the lead role, carries the film well and truly up to the challenge, really positive disposition, dynamism, ideal role model. And around her, the secondary characters are also really well cast. Eva Longoria is the mother. Michael Penner is the father. So we're talking adventure-seeking parents, adventure-seeking kids. The story's fun, funny, silly, corny, playful, really good for kids. Girls in particular, around 10 years of age.
Okay, mark for that one?
Seven.
Well, seven, that's not bad. Now, Abominable, this is an animated one. We'll hear a little bit of this.
I just want to escape. Dad always wanted me to travel the world. Someday.
There's a Yeti on my roof.
There were people looking for you.
Go faster! Whoa!
You can do magic?
This is amazing!
This is impossible!
Yeah, there you go. A Yeti. That's what this is all about. Abominable. What do you think of this one?
Charming animated fantasy about the importance of home and family. Delightful Yeti. Well, it's actually a snow child. Far from its natural habitat. And a feisty, violin-playing young girl who's lost her way after the passing of her father. Both are beautifully, fabulously rendered, stellar personalities to boot, and there's a 3,000-kilometre adventure from the streets of a Chinese city to the breathtaking Himalayan snowscapes. Written by Jill Coulton and directed, who did Monsters, Inc., which was also a very good film. Themes of togetherness, playfulness and fun, that'll resonate with children and adults alike.
Okay, we'll go through quickly these ones. That one you're giving a what? What a score?
Seven.
Seven for Abominable. Now, Ugly Dolls, quick one on that.
Colourful, pop-infused children's animation does not hold back on messaging, turns outcasts into heroes. It's set in a place where unconventionality rules. So just like supermarkets, John, only accepting perfectly formed fruit, the contention is that any deviation from that is not what children want. Only here we're talking about soft toys, not produce. And there's one particularly peppy, odd-shaped doll who wakes up each day dreaming of finding her nirvana, which is a child who appreciates her for who she is. Again, really fun, friendly. All of these movies are really good. It's a particularly good school holiday. Okay. Again, 6.5 to 7 out of 10.
All right, and just in 30 seconds, Good Boys. This one's for adults, but it stars kids.
Yeah, a lot of fun with this foul-mouthed comedy concerning a cadre of 12-year-olds who call themselves the Beanbag Boys. Uh-huh. Creative minds behind Superbad, Pineapple Express, Sausage Party, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are the producers. So you can imagine what you're going to get. Just how bad can one day get in the minds of 12-year-olds? You've never quite seen anything like this before. I really, really enjoyed it far more than I expected to.
Mark?
7 to 7.5 out of 10.
Very good, mate. All right, good. All right, there's four that you've given a relatively good score to. Very good. Thank you, Alex. We'll talk next week.